Ready?
All right. You got any stuff out? You got anything you need out? You good?
Oh, yeah, the Kyrie Irving trade. It's actually really good.
Okay, and welcome to this week's edition of Podcasting Chill, a podcast where we chill. Week 7 NFL lines. Jack Duffy, double dip, and probably gonna have two pods this week. Duff, how'd you do in the lines this week?
I felt pretty good. Looks like a couple good amount of home dogs. Feeling great. Excited to be on this week after both of us, for once, were on the right side, right with Vegas. It feels great, honestly. Fantastic.
I know this has been such a poor year for the man, and Vegas has just been smoking people, and it feels good that we're just fading the public every week. Feel good about it. Making money. I don't know if people know this, but I think I speak for you too, we are putting real money on each of these bets. So when you see in our tweets and in the show notes of this that, you know, 13 and, you know, whatever it is, 13 and 5, I think I am right now, I'm loaded, and you had a nice week too, like, this is real money that is being wagered on these things, and it's coming out pretty green.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, last year, at least for me, I'm pretty sure for you, because we would exchange picks back and forth, was pretty rough, and this year has been great. Great feeling. I think we're just smart overall, and then, you know, NBA starting up, we'll see how we do with that, but I think we're pretty solid. We're going to keep going up and keep making some money. So if you want to tail us, bait us, be my guest, because you never know. But I would recommend keep tailing us, because we're doing real well.
Yeah, do it at your own risk if you're going to fade us. I mean, if you're seeing a guy going 13 and 5, and you start you start fading him, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what
to tell you. Maybe fade our teasers. I don't even know if we should probably just throw out teasers. No need anymore.
Yeah, it's not working. They love jerk offs like us. I mean, I feel like we say this every week. They love assholes like us, just giving them free tease money.
Yeah, it's we're at least evening it out with the actual spreads. Probably should stick the spreads and take the profits.
I'm with you. All right, let's zoom through this because I'm not insanely amped about this week here. Kansas City first game of the week, Thursday game, Kansas City at Oakland. Alex Smith low key right now, with Aaron Rodgers going down, MVP favorite. What do you think about that? MVP favorite for Alex Smith.
Well, first off, fuck that injury. That really blows. Now the NFL is even more just shitty, dink and dunk passes. Just overall, just one more less solid QB, or in his case, one of the greatest QBs of all time.
You don't believe
the best in the NFL.
Brian Hundley or Brett, what's his name?
Brent Hundley.
Yeah,
he's definitely better than Kaepernick, that's for sure. So yeah. They shouldn't bother signing him because, you know, he'd be too much of a distraction from their losing out the rest of the season. So
of course.
Yeah, just keep stick with Brent Hundley because he's really good. And his face looks really normal in a helmet. So go ahead and Google that yourself. But yeah. Anyways, I had Raiders plus 1.5. That's probably low.
Yeah, that's really low. I have KC by 4 on the road.
And it's 3.
Okay.
So
all right, I'll take that
one. And everyone's all over the Chiefs. And honestly, I kind of like the Raiders in this spot. If you just look, especially last week, we saw the home dogs, and just especially in divisional games, these 3-point, they're getting 3. They're probably going to get 3.5 points at some point. Come Thursday, it just seems to be cashing it. Got at least a 70% clip. So this is something I would definitely not take the Chiefs. And in my case, I'm probably going Raiders at home with the points.
Yeah, but you
at 3.5.
You hate the Raiders. I mean, you bet against the Raiders, or you hated the Raiders last week, and they're playing against the Chargers at home. So
yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just different week. I also like the Chargers. I thought they were underrated. And also, it was Derek Carr's first week back. And I think it is a short week, so that is something to consider. But just give me the points at home. If I do bet it, it's not. I don't think it'll be one of my picks, but I'll take the points at home.
Yeah.
On a short week.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this game. I mean, remember earlier this year we had a lot of really good stats about KC on the road, even though a lot of people assume that, you know, they have this really big home field advantage because, like, oh, the stadium's loud, Arrowhead, blah, blah, blah. But I actually play really well on the road, and I think we won a couple of games earlier this season
betting KC on the road. The divisional thing is what makes it tough. And I know the Chiefs have handled the Raiders well, so I'm talking myself out of it already. Probably stay away from me. Maybe just put a little on the under because it's Thursday night.
Right.
And again, last week's went over, but I don't know.
And this is that stat. This is that stat here, Duff, that we said earlier. And then at the time, Kansas City 6-0 in road games against division opponents in the last three seasons. And they won, I forget who they played.
At
San Diego, right. And they won that game and they covered. So that has moved to 7-0. So,
yep. Now they were talking through and you throw that out. Definitely don't feel comfortable with the Raiders. Probably still lean that way. My other thinking is, so, you know, the 6-point swing through home field. If you're Chiefs -9 at home against the Raiders, you don't feel comfortable taking the Chiefs there. That's a lot of points, especially with the underdogs.
Yeah, no chance.
So that's something I consider as well. But
right.
Short slate, short week probably favors the Chiefs since they're a little more healthy as far as quarterbacking and all lines. But I don't know. Thursday game, it's going to be shitty no matter what.
Yep. All right, moving on. Tampa Bay at Buffalo. Tampa Bay with just an absolute egg last week. I'm not sure if Jameis is going to play, so I'm not sure if there's going to be a lineup for this. Do you know if they said anything about Jameis?
I think I read that he's going to play. I mean, Fitzpatrick didn't look terrible. He's making a homecoming to Buffalo. But I think he'll end up suiting up regardless. I don't think he's going to fare too well against the Bills defense. So it's something to keep an eye on. But
well, honestly, I watched a lot of that game last week for some strange reason, just because I have way too many Bucks players on all of my fantasy teams, just because I get hypnotized by Hard Knocks every single year. And I don't know, I'm not really sure what to think of this team. And I'm also not totally sure that Ryan Fitzpatrick is worse than Jameis Winston at this point.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious, because I watched a lot of Jameis this whole year, really, and he's so far, to me, he's so far behind some of these other young quarterbacks, like Mariota, Derek Carr, Wentz. I probably wouldn't say Goff in that really scenario right now, but just because he hasn't played enough. And same thing with Watson. Yeah. But I don't think he's in that realm at all. Like, is Jameis going to get that huge QB contract right now? I'm not totally sure. I know they, like, assume that he is and they want him to be that, but I don't know. I get his leadership and all that stuff, but I'm just not sure he's that good. And he throws the football like Phillip Rivers does. Like, it weighs like 130 pounds. I just don't get it.
He has immense accuracy issues, which is definitely a big problem. He's got the size and he's got the mobility and the big arm, but he just hasn't been able to convert it yet.
So does Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles is all of those things.
I don't know. I mean, Winston was the least successful in college. I'm pretty sure Blake Bortles was like quarterback of an 0-11 UCF team, or maybe that was a year after he left. Anyway, we'll see with Jameis. Maybe, Dirk Cutter, he's been tied to him since his rookie year. Maybe Dirk Cutter is not a good coach. That's something to consider.
Very possible.
To be fair, their defense has been ravaged with injuries. Lavonte David, I can't think of the other guy's linebacker off the top of my head. They've had a lot of injuries. I can't think of them all, but some secondary injuries. So their defense was supposed to be one of the more strong in the NFL. And the fact that they've been very unhealthy hasn't helped as well. Anyway, I had the Bills -2.5 at home. It's not on the board. I consider them pretty much equal teams at this juncture. This is assuming Jameis was playing on a neutral field. So I had 2.5. With the Bills, but it's not on the board. So. Right.
Okay. I mean, I said 5. I thought it was going to be a lot higher. I like this Bills team. -5. Yeah, I like this Bills team. But
I do too. But I just have a feeling that they also have nothing on offense. I just have a feeling they're going to end up like 6-10 somehow. So,
all right. Well,
that's from a Bills fan, as someone who is used to them being letting down. But we'll see. We'll see if Jameis plays. I mean, he's still better than Fitzpatrick. Come on.
Carolina at Chicago. I have the Panthers favored by 4.5 on the road.
I have the Panthers by 3. And it is, let me see. Sorry, I can't find it. It is opened at 4 and it's down to 3. So what did you say 4?
I said 4.5, so you'll get that one.
No, I had 3, so you win, right?
No, you said it's 3.5.
No, 4. And it's down to 3.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. I'll gladly take it.
And again, this is not a divisional game, but everyone's all over the Panthers on the road, and it's opened at 4, and it's down to 3, and all the money's on the Panthers. That tells you something. We just saw the Bears go into it. I mean, the Ravens aren't good, but they just won on the road. So be wary of this.
Yeah, that's a little Vegas-y. That's sort of like the sweet spot that Vegas likes to do. Although Carolina played in that Thursday game against my Eagles. So They have they got a little extra time.
One thing is Kuechly left that game, so we'll have to check in on his status.
I had forgotten that he had been so concussed in the past.
He might be done, dude.
He might be done forever.
And he's so good. He's like one of the most, he's just kind of forgotten about because he just kind of sits there in the middle and doesn't really sack anyone. He plays really solid middle linebacker.
Kuechly makes, as a white person.
He was at one point.
Right. As a white guy, he makes me so proud because there's not many of us out there in the NFL. And he was one of the best defensive players, period, in the NFL. So that's tough to see.
Man.
All right. Tennessee at Cleveland. I have Tennessee by 7.5 on the road. And I think I went too low. I don't know what this number would be for me to bet Cleveland just because we should be betting against Cleveland every single week.
I don't know why I wrote it down. I think I just wrote it down wrong. Or maybe I thought Mariota would be out. I had Cleveland +4, and it's just going to be wrong. I don't know what I was thinking to myself. I mean, I sent these Monday morning, so I don't think I finished my cup of coffee yet.
Right.
And, it opened at 5. Well. All right.
Well, you'll take that one.
I'll take it. This is another one, man. How could you, after seeing last week, how are you going to convince me to take a sizable touchdown favorite on the road
against really anybody? I mean, Houston.
Just anyway, it doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. I mean, we talked about it last week. The Giants are somehow going to win at Denver because it doesn't make any sense, and it happened. So I don't know. The big thing is the Titans are going to be in everyone's teasers, and if we make one, they're going to be in it, and they're going to lose outright. It's going to happen.
Yeah, this is. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. I'm not going to bet this. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to, All right, let's just move on.
Just move on.
I don't have anything else to say. So this New Orleans at Green Bay line is interesting. I have the Saints favored by 3.5. What do you have?
Saints by 5.
Okay.
It opened at 4.5, so I get that one. It's up to 5.5. And legitimately so, I mean, Rodgers clearly presenting himself as the most valuable player in the NFL. And I think I saw Ravel or maybe RJ Bell tweet out how he's the most, Vegas-wise, most valuable player in NFL history. And that just goes to show you how garbage the team around him is. I mean, second to Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, he might have the least talented roster surrounding him. And I think this is where Mike McCarthy gets fired because he gets exposed how terrible of a coach he is because, he has nothing to work with. He doesn't have a great quarterback. He also people are going to realize, wow, Aaron Rodgers does everything for this team. And as watching McCarthy for a while, he's been there for 10 years somehow, and he's just not a good coach.
Right, and I'm definitely with you on him being so important. I saw a report on ESPN that, because they don't always just release the lines, on Monday after a week of games. They put a lot of lines out before. So I saw from ESPN, I think it was Phil Steele, but I could be mistaken. There was a 12 at the end of the day. I think I saw a 12-point swing between Rodgers playing and Rodgers not playing. I mean, if you think about this line here, I mean, in a normal circumstance with Rodgers playing, Green Bay is probably favored by at least 4.
Probably 5.
I would say more, but yeah, at least 4. So this is a huge swing.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, he's the best player in the NFL, hands down. And from what I've seen now, I'm biased, and I'll get yelled at for this. He's the best quarterback I've seen in my lifetime.
Yep.
On the field. Not most successful, but the best at quarterback I've seen. Better than Tom Brady. Again, that's biased, but like I've said, not most success, best quarterback, best at the position.
It's not best resume. I mean, that's not what we're talking about.
That's Tom Brady's really good, and I can't, he's had the great, great career than Peyton Manning, but we can save this discussion for another day, but we don't need to get it. But Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback I've seen in my lifetime.
Okay, so you said this finished at 4, right? Or what was it ending at?
It's up to 5.5 now, okay. Climbing to 6.
5.5.
Right. No one's taking the Packers. Why?
No. No one's going to bet this game, I don't think. I mean, they're going to take New Orleans on the road a little
bit. Everyone's all over the total already, but everyone's on the under, and it's at 48, and I just – obviously, Vegas knows something because it hasn't moved. But how would you have faith in betting the over in this game? The Saints aren't playing in a dome, and the Packers have Brent Hundley. Is there going to be 6 touchdowns potentially? Maybe six touchdowns and two field goals to get to 48. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot, and I'm not really sure what else to do with that game. But let's just move on.
This has been a crap. Like, these are all shit.
Yeah, I know this is not a good week. This is not a good week at all. I mean,
at least for Sunday night and Monday night, it looks solid.
Yeah. I was anticipating on just breezing through these. I feel like we're taking longer than we probably should. Yeah. But moving on, Jacksonville at the Colts. Doesn't look like Andrew Luck's going to play. I'm not sure if they ruled him out already. I have this at a pick right now.
I had Colts +2, assuming Luck's not playing. I mean, yeah, they're not terrible, but at the same time, Jags D is really good. It actually was Jags -3, so I had Jags -2, so I get that one. But that's generous of you to the Colts. I know they performed a lot better. It was pretty lackluster. Another crappy game. Blake Bortles, Jacoby Brissett. Honestly, is Brissett better? Maybe.
Probably a little.
But Fournette's banged up, but I don't see him, swing. He's a big dude. He's a tough dude, so he'll probably play. But that's all we need from that game.
Arizona versus Los Angeles Rams. I have Rams favored by 6 points. What do you got?
I had Rams by 4.5. It opened at 3, and it climbed up to 3.5. So you had it pretty high. What was your? I know you're not a big Cardinals guy, but they AP man.
I don't know. Another thing
that doesn't make any sense about the NFL, but Vegas clearly has his teams about even. And honestly, I would agree as far as from what I've seen. Nice win for the Rams on Saturday against the Jags, though, I will say.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. This Cardinals team is pretty weird too. The AP thing, I'm not sure if either of us. I can't speak for you. What did you think about AP going to the Cardinals?
I mean, I thought he would be better, but I didn't think it was anything significant. I think yesterday will be an anomaly. I think he'll be better than Chris Johnson. He was definitely underutilized, but he's not what he used to be at all. Obviously. Or even close to it.
I still think...
I would say yesterday is the high end. Like, that's the best game he'll have.
Sure. I think that's probably true. I'm not sure that he's done. And, I grabbed him in our fantasy draft, and it seemed to me like he still had something left in the tank. And, we've complained about it on this pod, sort of just the incompetence of Sean Payton at times this year.
He's just not a good coach. He won that one Super Bowl, which he got lucky on. Because, Peyton Manning threw that pick six and he had that ballsy onside kick. But, he's proven not to be 7-9 every year. It's Jeff Fisher with a Super Bowl.
Right. Well, I'm interested to know because I'm not sure he was always a bad coach, but, I'm not sure somebody has written this story yet or made this video yet of, coaches around the NFL or really even any sport, NBA too, how they can lose it. And it's not that they necessarily lose how to coach or forget how to coach, but either the game passes them by or they don't adapt or it's something. Like, you can sort of look at, it's sort of maybe an imperfect example, but with Phil Jackson, the guy was just passed over. He was one of the greatest coaches of all time, and he probably knew a thing or two about being an executive or, being a basketball mind in general, and he just couldn't figure it out with the Knicks. It doesn't mean he is not, a smart basketball mind anymore, but he didn't adapt with the game or he didn't evolve. And I think Sean Payton sort of might be in that same area. I don't know.
Yeah, as much as I've hit on Simmons lately with his complete ultra homerism at this point in his podcasting career, I do enjoy conspiracy theories. And the one he has about Payton is that when he had that year off, he realized how normal life can be fun and stuff. And he gets out of that coach's grind. And I'm guessing his work ethic probably skewed a little bit less coming back. So that's an interesting thing to think about. But they need to rebuild anyways. I would get rid of Breeze, just kind of rebuild. I do like Kamara, and their defense is looking improved, but they're not going to win anything. They're going to be 8-8 again.
Right.
What's the point of that?
New York Jets coming off of an almost win, then definitely loss, and then almost absolute loss. Game against the Patriots, which we wanted to bet, or you wanted to bet, and I talked you out of it.
Bet what, the Jets?
You wanted the Jets bad last week, and I talked you out of it.
I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to done it to myself. I was talking to one of my buddies, and the Jets were up 14-0, and we're just like, the Patriots are going to somehow cover. And they didn't end up not covering, and that bullshit touchdown call they called back which I already don't like the dude, but that Barstool present guy, he fucking sucks. And I see another damn video about how that's the right call. He's a fucking blowhard. I hate him.
Dude, I could not disagree more. I love El Presidente. And
that dude's a fucking douchebag. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. So hostile. What's the beef?
He's just cocky, like incredibly cocky. He's just a douchey-ass Boston fan. It's just the worst.
Well, he goes
like,
after...
He said about, like, Weinstein and shit. Like, he's an idiot.
So, okay, I get the Boston thing. And I might have an affinity towards him because on maybe more than one occasion, I've been told that I look exactly like El Presidente. So I think he's a good-looking man.
A little slender for him. But, yeah, he put on some beer weight. He's like, what, he's 40-something?
Oh, you think he's that old? Actually, yeah, he probably is 40.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, it'd be tough, like, he doesn't look young, and, like, if you're going to, it's definitely taking a while to build that company, so, I mean, I can look him up.
Yeah, look up El Presidente. You know, I like him. I think it's cool what they're doing at Barstool.
That was probably a bit harsh, like, good for him for being successful, but, like,
you know,
he was born in 77.
Yeah.
So, 40. Yeah. Yeah, I mean... that was a bit hard, but like he's just really annoying, and the whole and it's a lot worse during the Patriots football season.
Right.
I don't really listen to any Barstool content or follow it other than their Instagram for their like the videos they just post, but
yeah.
It's not even their content; it's just them reposting other people's videos.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. The I don't ever go to like the Barstool could not have a website, and you could tell me that they did, and I would think that you're you know being truthful because I've never been to their website.
I don't think I've been on that website since freshman year when it like wasn't what it is now.
Right.
And now I haven't been on it. I don't remember the last time I typed in Barstool.
Yeah, I follow him for Instagram stuff, and I don't know if you have El Presidente on Instagram, but he does the pizza reviews every day, which is like one of the best 30 seconds of my day.
No, I don't follow him on Instagram. I follow Barstool on Instagram, and I did follow him on Twitter until last Patriots like playoff run, and I couldn't take anymore. The other problem is like just the people that love Barstool generally aren't the people I want to be associated with when it comes down to it.
They're meatheads. Just, they're meatheads. They're frat boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
I'm with you.
Anyways, Barstool ran over.
I like Barstool. But they are what they are. Oh, God. What game are we on? I already lost track.
Jets-Dolphins.
Jets-Dolphins. Oh, I think this is pretty standard Miami by 3. What do you got?
I had Miami by 4.5 and opened at 4. Now down to 3. And give me the Dolphins here. I think people are – I mean, it's the Jets are on the road. The Dolphins are, I would say – definitely a better team by slim margin. So if I'm getting basically just a home field advantage points, I'll take that.
Dolphins with the most inexplicable game of the year last week. I mean, I had the Dolphins just because I thought it was too many points against the Falcons.
But I mean, it made absolutely no sense.
No, it made no sense. I just saw that everyone, you know, I think it was like 88% of the money was on, or not of the money, of the bets were on the Falcons, and it was climbing up at game time. I got it at 14, and
Jesus,
yeah. So that was there was just too many points, even though the Dolphins absolutely stink. But
yeah, it's the NFL, man. Like we said, who fucking knows.
3.5, Miami at home. All right, Baltimore and Minnesota. We both like this Minnesota team, but now the luck. I mean, we got lucky with them last week a little bit. Because Aaron Rodgers got out midway through the game, but we both liked them.
We texted back and forth. I think the Vikings cover that regardless. I really like their defense at home. They're a great home team, and now it looks like the division's there to take. I mean, yeah, if you want to give me a believe in the Lions, good luck. but yeah, and hopefully either Teddy Two Gloves or Sam Bradford comes back. Preferably Teddy Two Gloves. He's got a little more upside. He's been out for a while though. So, anyways, I had Vikings -5.5. What'd you have?
I have Vikings -5.5 too, and this is a perfect storm for you to take the Vikings because you hate the Ravens.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the Ravens are garbage, and Joe Flacco has been trash since he won the Super Bowl. And they opened at 4.5, and it's now 5.5, so we tied on that one, and we're both on the line right now.
Right.
I'm probably going to take the Vikings. It's a little high for my liking, but at the same time, I mean – what are the Ravens showing you? They are supposed to have a good defense, but obviously they can't keep up. And Joe Flacco is utterly terrible. He's below average quarterback. They're relying on Mike Wallace, and they don't have an offensive line. So give me the Vikings at home. They're going to get a defensive touchdown. Hopefully Bradford's healthy this week. If not, Keenum's fine. And McKinnon has looked solid. I've been very impressed with him in the past game.
Me too. And it's weird because there's been a couple of times in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years where he's been on the Vikings and either Adrian Peterson's gone down or whoever was ahead of him in the pecking order has gone down, and he's been expected to be this workhorse and expected to play a lot, and he hasn't done it. And it was weird this year because they brought in Latavius Murray and they gave him a big contract, and a lot of people assumed that he was going to be the stud guy and McKinnon was going to work, you know, as a spellback or in third downs, but McKinnon's really completely taken the job over, and he's looked, you know, like you said, he's looked a lot better than probably either of us expected. And if this line stays under 6 or maybe even at 6, I'd be tempted. Then I'll probably be on the Vikings here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to stay under 6 for me. Or at, yeah, 6.5 is a little too much, but I agree.
All right, Dallas at San Francisco, my beloved San Francisco 49ers, who continuously just keep covering for me. They've made me so much money. I'm in love with them. And they brought in, I don't even remember, Chris Bethard.
CJ Bethard.
Yeah.
And I believe out of Iowa or Missouri, something like that.
One of the middle states.
Yeah.
One of the flyovers.
One of the useless Midwestern states.
Yeah, one of the flyover states. All right, I had no Zeke, so you know we talked about last week a little bit what players are worth points in lines.
I'd say Zeke's worth about a half a point, maybe a point.
Yeah, I'd say probably a half. I have Dallas by 6 on the road.
Yep, I had Dallas by 4.5 on the road, and it opened at 6. So you got that one. It's still sitting at 6. And give me the Niners outright.
Give me the Niners.
Like outright. I'll take the points as well, but they're going to just win this game. It's just, they're 0-6. They're going to be 1-6 after this week. You can lock that in.
All right. I mean,
I don't know. It just feels right. Man, why are the Cowboys getting, you're telling me the Cowboys are going to be 12-point favorites at home against the 49ers?
Seems
a bit high. The Redskins were only 10.5. And are the Cowboys better than the Redskins? I don't know. Seems a bit about 2 points too high, so give me the home field. Give me the 49ers here.
Yeah, especially with no Zeke, and they're not really sure what they're doing at running back. This is a game I like for San Francisco, although, again, I say this every week.
yeah, it's not something. Will I take the money line? Probably not, but give me the +6.
Yeah. All right, Seattle. Actually,
I'm gonna take the money line because I have a gambling problem, but anyways. Move
Seattle
on.
At the Giants. All right, so I'm going to tell you what I have here, and then I'm going to tell you two absolutely absurd stats about this game. I have Seattle by 5 on the road, but I think I went too low.
I had Seattle by 6.5, and it opened at 6, and it's down to 5.5.
Ooh, okay, so you'll get that one.
I mean, again, kind of liking the home dog here. It's shitty as it sounds, low total. Seahawks have a terrible O-line. They're playing a really good Giants defensive line, coming off a big win. I don't know, man. Might be a little Giants 2-5, maybe, on their way to 9 wins.
Here's something inexplicable. I mean, first of all, the last week Giants game was absolutely inexplicable. Can you just tell me how much money you lost in that game?
The Giants game?
Giants Broncos.
I ended up taking the Giants money line and the under. So I won a bunch of money.
Okay. All right. Well, fuck you. I don't want to hear any more about that. Moving on.
Ready for once. Yeah, your boy's doing it. All
right. This week, this Giants-Seattle game. Giants 6-0 against the number at home games against the team with a winning record the last 3 years.
Hell yeah.
How about that? In the same vein, this is even more inexplicable. Seattle didn't play last week, coming off a bye. So you don't love that. You would think, right? You would think that you'd like a team coming off a bye. This is a huge sample size, and I almost hate to go back, you know, past like 5 years with some of these bigger samples because the team is different, the coach is different, but this bye doesn't mean anything. Seattle 8-20. Against the spread when coming off a bye since 92. I mean, are you kidding me?
Let's go, G-men. They're winning outright. Parlay them with the 49ers. Let's get this money.
I mean, half that data is absolutely useless, but that's just hilarious to go 8-20 off a bye. My God.
That's pretty pitiful.
Okay. Not much else I want to say about this game. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has completely killed me from putting them in a tease for the rest of the season. I don't care if they're playing. I don't care if they're playing. I mean, the Browns
game.
They're
going to play the Browns, and they still almost lost that tease.
There's no way I'm ever touching them in a tease again. I have, having said that, Pittsburgh by 7 at home.
I have them by 7.5. It opened at 6, and it now is climbed up to 6.5. Or no, sorry, climbed down to 5.5. My apologies. Tease gets down to a pick 'em pretty much, or plus a half. I mean, the big win at Arrowhead, classic letdown against a division rival. Again, I'm not taking those Steelers. I'm not taking Steelers my 6, that's for sure.
Nope, I'm not touching this game, really. I would kill myself to bet Cincinnati on the road. Why am I rooting for Andy Dalton on the road? Come on, in a division game, what am I doing?
And just to, just to get warmed up for NBA pod, and the most NBA thing of all time, the Celtics put up 31 points in the third quarter to tie the game up with the Cavs after being down a total of 16 points. So welcome back to the NBA season.
Sorry, just had to
put that in there.
Quick tangent. Okay. Denver at the Los Angeles Chargers. I have Denver by 4.5 on the road. What do you got?
You had Denver by 4.5.
Yes, Denver's good. They had one bad week.
I had Chargers -2. And it opened at Denver -1, and it's now Chargers -1.5. So good luck with you can take Trevor Siemian. Good luck. I'll take the home team.
Home team in quotes, air quotes?
Yeah, but the Broncos aren't that good. We've been beating that drum for a while. They looked good against the Cowboys and against the lonely Raiders. Apparently the Raiders aren't good anymore. I don't know, but I'm not taking the Broncos on the road. You're coming off a bye and you lose to the Giants. I mean, that's pretty damn terrible.
No. We might be going head-to-head on this.
That's fine with me.
You like the Chargers a little bit more than I did. I did in the beginning of the season, but...
Well, the fact that everyone's all over the Broncos and the Chargers, it's swung in the Chargers' favor, gives me confidence as well.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of Joe Schmoes will be on Denver, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
probably in a tease, honestly.
Atlanta at the Patriots. I have Patriots by 4 at home.
I also have Patriots by 4, opened at 4.5, so we tie. It's down to 3.5. And as long as I'll probably take the Falcons at 4 because everyone's low on the Falcons after a shitty loss to the Dolphins at the New England, but New England defense is still terrible. Should be an entertaining Sunday night game for once. The total is 55, which is very high. I'll probably go under on that. Let's hope for an actual good Sunday night game, primetime game. Looks like we should have 2 of them this week.
If you have anybody on the Patriots or the Falcons on your fantasy teams, you should probably start them. This is going to be a lot of points.
Yep.
A lot of points.
Well, ideally. But with the NFL, the way it's going, who really knows?
It's going to be a 10-7 game. That's for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so...
But this game will be good. You know, fun. Two good quarterbacks. The Falcons defense seems to be a lot better at home. But we'll see. The Falcons always struggle on the road, so maybe I won't take them. I don't know. It's gonna be Sunday night. I'm gonna bet on something. Maybe the under. That'll probably be it. But anyways, last game of the week, your Eagles, who I'll continue to bet against. But let's guess our lines.
The best record in football.
Bullshit.
Best record in football.
Have fun.
What's your problem with this team? What else does this team need to show you?
I just don't see it. I just don't see how they're good. They're fine, but like they don't have any explosiveness on either side of the ball.
I think you might be underestimating their defense. Their offense is good enough, but not great. They're, you know, a lot. You do this in the NBA a lot. You sort of see like where is your offense going to finish, where is your defense going to finish, and your overall record or your overall standings will probably be somewhere in between. And with this Eagles team, I think they're probably sporting a fourth or fifth ranked defense, and probably the 10th best offense right now, and they're probably around. They're a playoff team.
Fourth or fifth ranked defense is a bit high, but go on.
Well, it's
They have a great front seven, but their DBs are still shaky.
Their DBs are still shaky. They're going to get Ronald Darby back in a couple of weeks. Malcolm Jenkins,
don't count
to me.
Ronald Darby for the 100th time, please. As a Bills fan, be careful with that.
Duly noted. Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod are probably the best safety duo in football. Malcolm Jenkins is an absolute monster, and he brings it every single week. But
great dance moves too.
This is a big game for us two because you got me by one right now, and we got to see what happens here. So I have my 5-1 NFC leading, NFC East leading Fighting Eagles, who you continue to doubt and who's over under 8.5 is looking pretty good right now. I have the Eagles by 4.
Ooh,
at the link.
Wow, you're low on your own team. I had 4.5 and it's 5.5, but it's already down.
So
I was surprised. I was expecting you to be like a touchdown. But I'm sure you're going the Simmons route of like pretending to underestimate your team so you don't
take
them.
Well, you know what? They were favored by 6 against the Cardinals. I mean, the Washington's good. I think Washington's pretty good. And
yeah. My thinking was with this was they were, what, pick 'em point week one. I know it's been a while, but I just kind of like did 6-ish from that to get 4.5, 5. I was telling my buddy that's an Eagles fan, I just think this is a built-in loss for the Eagles. I don't know why. I just have a feeling, like, nothing, like, no biased against it. I just think this is a classic coming off a big win, feeling yourself 5-1, divisional opponent, and you take the L.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming off. Right, well, they're coming off, slightly longer week because they're playing Thursday game two. But the Eagles' upcoming schedule, 3 home games just because they played a bunch of road games, which is another reason that, for some reason, you don't like my team. Played a bunch of road games so far. So the next 3 games, at home against Washington, at home against the Niners, and at home against the Broncos, I think they probably win one of those 3 games. Maybe 2, but yeah, there's definitely a loss in there somewhere.
There's
at least 2.
A loss, but they could easily win 2 of them.
But at this point, you'll take that.
With the Redskins, too, they're coming off that disappointing game against the Niners. So I think like it's a classic buy low, sell high. You know, sell high, buy low type deal.
Right.
Where one team's kind of big win, one team's kind of a shitty game. So I think I'll be probably taking the Redskins. I don't know if it's one of my bets I want to like put out there, but as far as Monday night action, since again,
you will be betting the Monday night game.
Although maybe with NBA, I'll be a bit distracted. By that time, the Yanks can be in the World Series. So.
Hey, don't knock on some wood. Knock on some wood, you bastard. So the 2 teams this week that did not play. Or that do not have games, Detroit and Houston. So those 2 guys on bye. So you win the week here. So congrats to you.
Does that mean I have the lead now?
That means it is tied.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, that's good.
I'm sorry. Yes, you have the lead. 4-3. Advantage Duff. So there you go.
2 weeks in a row. It's good to be here.
We've been expecting.
I believe it's time for some picks. Let's end this right after a big Yankees win. Let's get this. Let's. Another profitable week for everyone. Tail us.
So we have a lot of home favorites this week. I have 3 more home favorites than home dogs. So how about you run through us what you got so far for your picks?
Okay. Yep. I got I believe we got a head to head this week.
We do.
I'm picking against your team once again.
You'll never learn, dude. You'll never learn.
I mean, what are they, 5-1 against the spread or something? They got to lose against the spread at some point. So I'll start off Chargers -1.5 at home against the Raiders, against the Broncos in a divisional matchup. Then I have the 49ers +6 at home against the Cowboys. Honestly, I like them to win outright, but we'll take the points here. And I'll keep riding my Vikings against the shitty-ass Joe Flacco and the Ravens. -5.5, and then give me the Skins +5 on Monday night, and they're likely going to win outright as well.
Oh, all right. Well, I hate that you did that to me. So on the year, 10-9-1 in the green for you. So you like that? That's last week's updated total. So you had a nice week, 3-1 last week.
Yep. And you know I like New Orleans as well. I just left it out.
Oh, that's such a cop out. Such a cop out. You get no credit if they win and no credit if they lose, so that's
no. Dumb. I'm saying it was way too close. I don't know if you watched the game at all, but like these fucking lines just end up making people think, oh, it's so close. Like, all right, get over it.
All right, so I have head to head with you, like you said. I have Denver on the road against the Chargers. I like them a lot. I'm going back into the well with you on San Francisco team, they are not winning. They're not winning at all, but they're covering every single weekend.
They're covering, yeah, which probably isn't a good thing.
But. So San Francisco playing my least favorite team in the league, the Cowboys, that's just that's a match made in heaven. I would take that bet even if I really didn't think San Francisco would cover. So I love that. And then my last one, Kansas City on the road against Oakland. You sort of you switched my mind on Oakland a little bit last week when you were telling me about the Chargers line. Oakland looks really bad right now. And
Maybe I think it's a health thing if more than anything.
Yeah, maybe Derek Carr looks a little bit better next week than he did this week. But Kansas City, we had that great stat of them playing division teams on the road, 7-0 in their last three seasons. So and it's only three. So you're essentially betting on them just to win. I'm in love with that. So there you go. There's our picks. Gonna keep the green flowing.
We're gonna keep it going. It's gonna be a 3-1, 4-0 week once again. Hopefully, best of luck to you. I love our Niners pick. Again, they're going to win outright. And you know what? The Giants are going to win outright, too. Okay. Although, I'm not actually going to pick that. I'm just going to say that with no repercussions at all. But tail us, fade us. Definitely fade the teasers. We're not even going to pull one out this week. Nope. You can't even fade. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't tease three. If you've learned anything, don't tease three big favorites. It never works.
No.
It never works.
All right. So where can the people find you again?
I'm on Twitter at JWDuff70. With NBA season going up, there's going to be a lot of NBA tweets going on.
A lot of memes. So, a lot of vines.
A lot of memes. A lot of RIP, best social media platform ever. Politics has been more quiet lately. So at least maybe I've just been ignoring it. I don't know.
Give it a couple days.
Leave it off, but I can't help myself. It just at this point, fuck all that shit. JWDuff70 on Twitter. It's great NBA season. Let's go Knicks. Not really. Under 30.5 wins. Way under. But yeah.
Way under. All right. So, So at Weston Blaze on Twitter, at @pod_chill on Twitter. And we'll probably come back next week or later this week with something else. And as always, our music in the beginning and end of the pod is from a talented musician and dear friend of mine, Harrison Tyke. So we appreciate him letting us use his stuff every week. And thanks for hanging out.